Great joy to see you all. There are more seats if you need a seat at the front here and also at the side. Don't be shy in coming forward or squashing in so everyone can get in today. It's great to see you. Well, isn't it wonderful that we love to have conversations with different people? I wonder, in your life, are there some people that you have spoken to that you're really, really proud of? Let me show you some pictures of some of the people I've spoken to. Let's go along here. Here we go. Where are we? Here we go. I've spoken to Mr. Blobby. That was very memorable. Not many people have done that. He didn't say much back. He just went, blah, 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 blah. But I spoke to him. I've also spoken to Hugh Edwards, the Welsh guy. What a great guy. He's Welsh. He's great. I've also spoken to this lady. That was the highlight, the Duchess of Cambridge. But it's a massive privilege to speak to people, isn't it? But if we know the Lord Jesus, if we're Christians today, it is our privilege, our joy, to be able to speak to God at any time, in any place, whatever's happening, we can talk to Him. That is the wonderful thing that happens when we come to know Jesus Christ as our Lord. Through His death in our place and His resurrection, He has made the way for us to know God, to talk to God, and call Him our Father, our friend, our Lord. It is a wonderful thing to be able to speak to God. And in order to speak to God, I don't need to get out my mobile phone. I don't have to get out my loud hailer and say, hello, 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 can you hear me, God? I don't need to do that. Very useful at home with the children, but not with God. No, I can talk to God at any time, in any place, and cry out to Him and call Him my Father. And you know what? Jesus wants us to be people who talk to God, who talk to Him. Jesus teaches us lots of wonderful things in this passage this morning about speaking to Him, about prayer. Where we should do it, when we should do it. And He teaches us the wonderful Lord's Prayer. He says, look, if you know how to talk to God your Father, this is how you can pray. And on our Vision Sunday this year, I want, as a church family of St. Richard's and All Saints, to encourage us to pray more and to learn from Jesus' prayer to pray more. Pray more. Talk to God more. As the Apostle Paul says, devote yourselves to prayer. Because Jesus tells us to. He says, when you pray. Are you following Jesus today? Well, Jesus expects that you will pray and speak to God. However small you are, however old you are, the Lord expects us to pray. And let's focus in on one phrase in the Lord's Prayer this morning. Try and understand that very briefly. Here's the prayer, the phrase. Your kingdom come. Let's say it together. Your kingdom come. Jesus teaches us to pray to the Father, Father God, and say, Father, your kingdom come. Father, your kingdom come. I wonder what you think of when you think of a kingdom. You probably think of a country or a place. We live in the United Kingdom, don't we? And who's in charge of this kingdom? Who can tell me who's in charge of the kingdom? The Queen is in charge of the kingdom. So the Queen is the Queen of the United Kingdom. So when you think of a kingdom, you think about a place. But actually in the Bible, when you think about the kingdom of God, you're thinking about people. The people of God. All of us, wherever we are around the world, whatever kingdom we live in, whatever nation we're a part of, we're part of the kingdom of God. And the Bible says that God is king over His people's hearts and lives. And it's a now thing. It's a now thing. Because the Bible says the kingdom of God is within you. It lives inside you. If you're a Christian, Jesus lives in your heart. It's a now thing and it's a future thing. It's a forever thing. Because the Bible says in Philippians that our home is in the kingdom of heaven yet to come. It's a now thing and a future thing, the kingdom of God. And since Jesus' death and resurrection and ascension, the king of the kingdom is King Jesus. He's the king of the kingdom. So when we pray, your kingdom come, we're thinking about King Jesus and his people, his family. And when we pray, your kingdom come, let's think about two things we might be praying for. We're praying for more people to come to know King Jesus. We want more people to come to know King Jesus, part of his forever family. So boys and girls, your friends at school, grown-ups, your friends and your family, your neighbours, the nations around the world, when we pray, Father, your kingdom come, we're praying that more people would come to know Jesus. I wonder, who are you praying for to come to know Jesus? Jesus, when you pray, pray your kingdom come, and that means, Lord Jesus, may more people come to know Jesus. Are you praying that? Who are you praying for to come to know Jesus? And secondly, we're praying this. We're praying, come back soon. Come back, Lord Jesus. When you pray, your kingdom come, we're praying for the end of the world as we know it. For Jesus to return and to come back and establish his forever kingdom on earth. Come back, Lord Jesus. Come back. What a great thought, isn't it? That one day we will see Jesus face to face. He will come back. We'll hear his voice. What a joy that will bring. Amazing. Imagine that the Jesus we love, that we read about and we listen to in the Bible, who loves us, we will see him face to face. When we say, your kingdom come, we're saying, come back, Lord Jesus. Come back, Lord Jesus. How amazing that will be. It'll be a wonderful, wonderful thing. Together we'll be there with Jesus, and Jesus will be like an amazing party. Even better than that. What a relief that is for us all. Come back, Lord Jesus. Two very simple things to take away today. When we pray, your kingdom come, we're praying that people will come to know Jesus, more people to come to know Jesus. Who are you praying for? And we're praying, come back soon, King Jesus. Come back and bring your kingdom onto earth, the new heaven and new earth, and that'd be a glorious, glorious thing. What great things to pray. What great things for us to be praying this year as a church family. But of course they are, because the perfect Son of God, Jesus, says, this is how you should pray. So let's be encouraged today to pray, your kingdom come, for our friends, our family, our neighbours, and that when Jesus returns, they'll be ready for him to join in his forever family with us, along with people from every nation around the world. The greatest privilege that God involves you and I in making that happen. He says, pray. And the mystery of prayer is that he involves us in thinking about his purposes and his will for this world. Let me pray. Father, we thank you for rescuing us to become a citizen in the kingdom of your Son, Jesus Christ. Thank you that you rule over all things, and we trust you for our life and death and future. Help us all as congregations and churches to pray, your kingdom come, for those in our lives who do not know you, for nations around the world who know nothing of Jesus Christ. And help us to pray, your kingdom come, as we look forward to Jesus coming back soon, to our forever home in heaven, the new heaven and new earth. And help us, Lord Jesus, to pray more, to depend on you more, to learn more about what and how to pray from your word. Grow us this year in our prayer life, Lord Jesus. Teach us to pray. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.